Good day from the KYMN newsroom. I'm Rich Larson on FM 95.1 and AM 1080. On Tuesday night, the Northfield City Council approved the master plan for Riverside Lions Park. The plan is an overall view of a series of projects that will ultimately have several facets and will not be executed all at once. City consultant Bruce Jacobson presented the final recommendations to the council. The plan calls for obvious changes and more subtle ones as well. Jacobson said the higher profile improvements would include a new Lions Pavilion, new restroom facilities, and new playground equipment on both the 7th Street and 8th Street sections of the park. Some of the more understated changes include new benches with arms, as requested by Age Friendly Northfield. The city will add more shaded areas to the park as well. He also said areas like the Pollinator Garden and the pickleball courts, as well as the Veterans Memorial area, would not be affected by the renovation. The playground equipment that will be installed on the 7th Street side of the park will reflect its proximity to the Pollinator Garden. Jacobson said it will be more nature-based play with a series of what he called discovery zones that could be enjoyed by people of all ages. Riverside Lions Park is a heavily used area with several different stakeholders giving it significant use. Mayor Rhonda Pownell said the plan was formulated after getting input from many different groups and organizations.
Lions Club, Garden Club, Veterans Memorial Volunteers, DJJD, Village on the Cannon, the neighbors around the park were all asked to give feedback and input. There was a working group that gave some feedback and input on that really helped to form and shape what the master plan was that came forward to the park board and ultimately to the council.
Councillor Kathleen Holmes, before the vote was taken, reiterated that this plan is not something that the city will undertake anytime soon, nor is any facet of the plan on a construction schedule. The plan will be executed as funds become available and each segment is deemed feasible. City Administrator Ben Martig said the city will be able to do some incremental work on the park as well through other projects.
As an example, right now we have two projects that are right in that area. The Milltown State Trail is going to be built right through along the Riverside Lions Park section. And we also have a street project kind of coming to an end where we're doing some updated painting and some things on A Street. So we're blending in the opportunity for some smaller incremental things to be included in that.
Mayor Pownell said the city is also working on master plans for Ames Park, Babcock Park, and Seckler Park. The State of the City address, which was given last month, has evolved over the years from a speech given by the mayor into a showcase of many of the city's best attributes. The event now includes the winners of several awards given by the city, video presentations, and musical entertainment. Those who were unable to attend the State of the City this year can now watch it on Northfield Public Broadcasting. NPB manager Sam Temple said the video shows the complete event, including welcome messages from the members of the city council, the speech given by Mayor Pownell, videos featuring each of the city award winners and their nominators, and the musical performances that were given during the event as well. Temple said he and his staff spent the weeks leading up to the event talking with each of the award recipients, Judy Say Willis, who won the Living Treasure Award, Patricia Owusu, who won the Leadership Award, Angelica Linder, who was named the City Employee of the Year, Community Action Center's Scott Walker, who won the Northfield Human Rights Award, Fred Rogers, who won the Board and Commission Member Excellence Award, and the six students whose essays were chosen for the Mayor for a Day essay contest. Each of those videos, said Temple, had to be heavily edited, so an extended version of each video has been posted to Northfield Public Broadcasting as well. Temple said the city deserves to hear from all of the award winners.
I know I talked to Judy Say Willis for probably an hour, and she was the Living Treasure Award. So editing that interview so that folks can have a more full conversation, because there's so many fascinating people in this community. There's so many interesting people who are passionate about what they do, and it's a lot of fun to get to talk to them and share those stories with the community.
Temple has also posted isolated videos of performances given by the St. Olaf Tycho Drum Ensemble and the Northfield Youth Choir. A full recording of the event is available in both English and Spanish. Temple said a Spanish translator was there during the event, making it much easier to prepare and post the Spanish language version. The 2024 State of the City address can be found on Northfield Public Broadcasting and on the City of Northfield YouTube channel. And the Rice County Master Gardener Volunteers will hold their annual tree and shrub giveaway on Friday, April 26th at the Rice County Fairgrounds in Faribault. A drive-through giveaway will be open on the grounds from 3:30 until 5:30 p.m. or while supplies last. A statement issued by Rice County said the Master Gardeners have a wide selection of trees and shrubs available this year, including Eastern White Pine, Golden Willow, American Hazelnut, Common Purple Lilac, and many more. Those picking up a tree or shrub will remain in their vehicles as they drive through the fairgrounds. fairgrounds. The Master Gardener volunteers will hand out seedlings through the vehicle windows. The statement recommends entering the fairgrounds from 2nd Avenue. Signs and volunteers will be out front directing the flow of traffic. One tree or shrub per car will be given away, along with planting instructions. The Master Gardeners will also answer any planting questions. For more information, contact the Rice County Master Gardener Program. For KYMN News, I'm Rich Larson on AM 1080 and FM 95.1, The One.